Kate, it's Mary. I'm not due to have Ryan today, am I?
No. He's with me today, Mary.
Oh, that's good. Only I've got something very important to do.
Fears are growing today for the safety of missing teenager Louise Sands.
Oh.
The 13-year-old was last seen outside Newlands train station on her way home from a friend's birthday party on Wednesday evening. The officer leading the investigation, Detective Chief Inspector John Stone, says the girl's disappearance is totally out of character.
Louise is a sensible young girl, and there are no obvious reasons for her disappearance. Having said that, we are keeping a completely open mind and following every possible line of inquiry. I must stress that although we cannot rule out abduction, we are still extremely hopeful of finding Louise safe and well.
Yes or no?
Maybe.
John, it's only dinner. A couple of hours to be sociable.
Katrina, I've got to go to work.
I've got to tell them today.
I'll ring you later.
We're having a baby, John. Oh, it'd be nice to have a life. Well, we've still got a chance.
Kat, I'm late. I'll call you later.
I'll take a coffee.
I'd love one.
Make me one while you're at it. How are the parents?
The dad's in bits. Blames himself for not picking her up. And the mum won't cry till we find her body. What, the appeal's thrown up?
More questions than answers. The witness thinks she may have seen Louise in a blue Escort in the early hours of Thursday morning. CCTV hasn't confirmed the sighting, but we're doing door-to-door, so if anyone saw anything, we'll find out about it. But someone's had her. There's no way we're looking at a runaway.
It's going to destroy them.
Excuse me.
Yes, love?
I need to see someone.
What's it regarding? Have you lost something, sweetheart? Only with...
Someone in particular. The detective of the Louise Sands case. He is based here.
Yes, but he's very busy at the moment. Is there anything I can help you with?
No.
Is it in connection with the missing schoolgirl?
It's private.
Okay. Can I take your name?
Mary. Shane.
Hello, Tanner. No, he's in a press briefing. Well, who is she? Mary Shane, Detective Inspector Tanner. I believe you wanted to speak to us.
Well, you're not the man I asked for.
Well, DCI Stone's unavailable at the moment, but I'm working very closely with him and I can assure you anything...
No, it has to be the man in charge.
Well, how old's old?
Dunno. 70s. Older.
And she won't speak to anyone else?
Got a newspaper cutting and everything. Reckon she's got the hots for you, mate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable, isn't it? A couple of stints on the telly and all the nutters come rolling out. Right, where have you stuck her? Miss Shane?
Yes?
DCI Stone. Sorry to have kept you, but as you can imagine, it's all hands to the deck at the minute. You wanted to see me.
That's right.
Take a seat.
I'd like the conversation to be taped. I'd like it official.
Any particular reason?
Because it's a confession.
What sort of confession?
Murder.
Sally, you got a minute?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Need you to sit in with me. I've got a bit of a... Well, I'm not quite sure what I've got, to be honest. But...
Hey, how's Miss Marple? She told you who'd done it, yeah?
It might need sensitivity. The tape is recording, Mary. So feel free to say whatever you need to say.
Oh, sorry. This isn't easy.
Take as long as you need. No one's rushing you.
I saw you on the news. You're investigating the missing girl.
Louise Sands. Is there something you'd like to tell me about her?
Her parents must be worried sick. That's why it had to be you. You specifically. I felt you'd understand. Oh, no, not understand. That's the wrong word. I don't know. You just seemed appropriate.
Mary, what you said earlier about murder.
There's a guilt inside me. And every day I carry it around. Some things are just too wretched. They can't ever be erased. They must be laid out in the light. I killed 3 people. 2 men and a woman. Well, not really much more than a girl. Young and pretty. Couldn't have been more than 16. They called them worthless in those days. People not fit for the gutter. But they weren't. They weren't. They never stood a chance. I did it with a man. We did it together. We killed them together. And nobody knew. Nobody ever knew.
When did this take place?
Miss Shane.
The war. It was during the war. He didn't want me to tell anyone. Never tell anyone. But I couldn't live with it any longer.
Why don't you just pass it upstairs?
Because it would ruin her life.
John, she just confessed to 3 murders.
Do you believe any of that? Go and do a bit of digging, discreetly. Find out whatever you can. Where she lives, what she worked as, friends, family.
Yes, go.
And don't jump to any conclusions. Mary, have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone you'd like me to call? Husband, children?
No, no one. Thank you.
How old were you during the war?
Late teens, early 20s.
It's hard to imagine. I'm a 60s kid. Never had it so good and all that. Second World War seems, no disrespect, but it's documentaries, thrillers, them old films they show on a Saturday afternoon. Old fighter planes and ration books. It's a long time ago.
Yes.
Mary, I want you to have a careful think about what you've told me. Because what you're saying is extremely serious. And once we make it official, there's no going back. You understand that? Investigations, questions, harassment. These are very, very serious admissions. And once the ball starts rolling, it'll never stop.
I understand.
There's a WPC outside, if you need anything.
Dad! You won't find a better partner in this place. I'm Ginger Rogers. I'll join you in front of the stairs. Come on! Dance! Look, I'm not gonna beg you. Mary, I'm on my knees. Dance with me. Come on! I'm going to tell everyone. I'm not letting soul understand. Only we know, Mary. Only we'll ever know. Kiss me.
Oh. I can't do this. I can't.
Excuse me. Hello. Can I speak to somebody, please? Hello. Mary? Hello? Just nip and see if your nan's upstairs.
There's a letter for you.
Where?
Here, it's Gran's writing. Can I have a biscuit?
Lives alone, not married, no kids. Classic spinster. No convictions, no cautions, nothing. She's the model citizen, Gov.
Great.
I'm sorry, I've decided, in view of things, I'd rather not make a statement. I think what I said earlier may have been a mistake. A very big mistake. I should like to go home now.
Okay. I'll get your lift. Sally?
If you'd like to follow me.
Yes, sure. Thank you.
You thinking I've just released a multiple murderer?
I don't know what to think, to be honest, sir.
She's old. They get confused.
She's not Doolala.
Brain starts to invent stuff. I've seen it happen. And anyway, she's hardly in danger of reoffending. Forget about it. We've got more pressing things to deal with. Whitworth Residential. It's an elderly, Cheshire.
Is that a nursing home, sir?
Yeah, it's a care home.
Mary, what on earth's happened? Why are the police bringing you home?
It's all right, it's nothing. That doesn't make sense.
Oh. Don't worry about me, Kate.
I do worry about you.
Well, don't. I should never have left you the note.
Look, I'll ring them, okay? Apologise. Sorry we couldn't make it to your soiree, but I'm a bit busy at the moment. Got the small matter of a missing teenager to deal with.
There's always something, though, isn't there, John? When it comes to other people's families, you're near like a shot.
Yes, because that's my job. That's what I'm paid to do.
Not at the expense of your own.
Oh, God, it's like Groundhog Day. Save me the priority speech, please. I can recite it verbatim.
Oh, God.
Kat, what is it? What's happening?
Oh, shit. It's the baby. Oh, God. I'm getting pains.
I'll call an ambulance.
Oh. John, it's okay. It's passing.
You sure?
It's fine. Honestly. Oh, God.
Hey, come here.
Shh. I thought it was happening again. I can't face losing this one, John. I can't face going through that over again.
I know.
I need you. I know work's important, but we're important too.
I'm sorry.
Just promise me you'll be there, okay? That's all I ask.
Okay.
The teenager Louise Sands arrived outside Newlands train station at around 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening, called her father to say she was on her way and set off right foot in the direction
Hiya.
Of home. Somewhere on that 10-minute journey...
Mary,
she
okay?
Disappeared.
Dressing gown and curtains drawn. All you need is a spliff. You look like a student.
I've been a little bit late getting going, I'm afraid.
Have you been crying?
Oh, I'm fine. A touch of the sniffles, that's all. Shouldn't you be at work?
Half day. I'll head in later. Coffee?
Half day? It seems like a student.
Missing teenager. What are these cuttings?
I'm just taking an interest. That poor young girl.
Oh, Mary, you can't keep doing this to yourself. The problems of the world are not yours. You're going to make yourself ill.
I'm fine.
Well, you're not yourself.
Kate, I'm fine. Will you stop telling me what I am and what I aren't?
Stone.
Someone here to see you, John. Kate Ridsdale.
Never heard of her.
5'7", long brown hair, stonking tits. Wants to speak to you about the old girl that was in yesterday. Mary Shane.
Stonking tits, you say? Give me 5 minutes. Mary came into the station of her own accord. She made a statement, which she later retracted. That's all I can tell you.
Well, what was the nature of the statement?
I can't tell you.
Did it concern herself or someone else?
I can't tell you.
Well, did it pertain to a crime?
I'm sorry. I can't tell you. I'm not being obstructive.
You want to try sitting where I'm sitting?
You have a lovely smile, Miss Ridsdale, but what happens in an interview remains confidential. I'm sure you understand, but it'd be wrong of me.
She's an 80-year-old woman.
I'm well aware of that. And in my judgment, your aunt might need some help.
What sort of help?
Miss Ridsdale, I appreciate that you've got the best interest.
What kind of help?
She seemed upset. Confused.
Well, I don't even understand what she was doing here. She left me this yesterday. It's only 4 paragraphs, but it sent a chill right through me.
Do you mind if I...
No, it's all rather oblique. Typical Mary. She says she needs to right an old wrong. Apologies in advance for any pain she might cause. I mean, what am I supposed to make of that?
Who's Reggie? Look after Reggie.
The cat. They're very close. She's dedicated her entire life to others. She's one of those people. Homeless, abused children, prostitutes, charity after charity. She's always trying to give people a second chance.
But she's never had any kids of her own.
Oh, no time for them. Tireless. That's the phrase they use, isn't it? In 97, they gave her an OBE for services to the community.
Mm. You're very protective of her.
I've been close over the years. My parents aren't around, and I know it's a terrible cliche, but sometimes she's been like a mother to me. I worry about her. Lately, she's been acting peculiar, bouts of depression, anxiety, saying strange things. And now this. She's become very preoccupied with the past.
Hmm.
It's a keepsake. She gave it me a couple of months ago. It's a photo of her during the war. It's the first time she'd ever really talked about it.
Who's the smiler?
Oh, someone called Jack Leary. She was head over heels. I think it was her first real love. I adore that photograph. It's like getting a glimpse of the Mary that I never knew.
Sorry. Hello? Okay. I've got to go. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Thanks for your time. This is my card. It's in case she contacts you again.
What have we got?
Anonymous tip-off. Mounds of freshly turned earth in the woods off Creston Lock. That's less than a mile from where Louise disappeared.
Right. Let's get over there. Keep everyone right back. I don't want anyone crossing this line.
Including journalists?
Especially journalists.
Grizzly job, digging for bodies.
They love it. Weird sods. Give us a drag on that. Trying to give up. For the baby.
I dreamt about her last night. Louise Sands. She just walked into the station wondering what all the fuss was about. cried when I realised it wasn't real. She's dead, isn't she?
It's not looking good.
They reckon 3/4 are dead within the first 6 hours. How do you get used to that?
You don't. You just catch the bastard responsible and put them away for as long as they'll allow.
Boss, you better come over.
Can I play PlayStation, Gran?
I'm watching the news, Ryan.
News is boring.
Officers were alerted to mounds of freshly disturbed earth in woodland behind Creston Lock at 1:30 this afternoon. An investigation into the find began shortly after. I can confirm that although officers did make a discovery at the site, the remains are not consistent with those of a human skeleton.
It appears someone has, perhaps perfectly innocent,
Gran?
Used
the site. You all right, Gran? Gran?
It'll be all right. Nothing to worry about. Give us a smile, huh? Don't look so glum. We'll find a nice place for her. Somewhere quiet. She's in peace now. We gave her that. We gave her peace. Me and you, Mary, huh? Me and you. We can do anything we put our minds to.
Gran!
You can turn the news off now. Play your game, good lad.
I'm sorry. I've got the wrong number.
Hello?
Hiya. It's me. I'm still at work. Great. The obstinate silence.
I'm trying to stay calm. What did the doctor say about stress levels?
Look, the team have been working their bollocks off. I can hardly bail out and leave them to
care. I don't care about the team. I care about us. I need you at home, John.
I know.
No, think about me for a change.
I'm trying to find a bleeding child here, Kat. It's not easy.
And what about our bleeding child, John? What if it doesn't even see the world? Like the last two didn't.
On these witness steps.
Yeah.
Boss? Boss?
Couldn't be more than 16. They called them worthless in those days. People not fit for the gutter. But they weren't. They weren't. They never stood a chance. I did it with a man.
Hi. Great place.
Thanks.
Must be nice working by the quay. It's got a kind of rugged beauty.
Familiarity breeds contempt, I'm afraid. After a while, all you notice is the stench.
Nice photo. Your kid?
Ryan. My little angel. Do you have children?
No. I just search for other people's. Reason I came is, something's been bothering me. A photo you showed me the other day. Jack Leary.
What about it?
How much do you know about it?
Precious little. Why?
It was something Mary said when she came in.
But you're not prepared to tell me, right?
How did you guess?
For as long as I've known her, Mary's had a doctrine. Leave the past in the past and let's try and change the future. And she'd literally never talk about it.
But she gave you the photo.
Something happened last September. Doctors think it was a mild stroke. Kept her in for tests. It scared her. She felt old, useless. I'd never seen her like that before. She's always been so formidable. Arranging charity events and badgering MPs. Campaigning for penal reform. Anyway, when she came out, me and Ryan went to stay with her. A couple of weeks, just to be on the safe side. Oh, she hated it. Not us being there, it's the fact that she'd become so reliant. Was. That's the first time she ever started talking about the past. Telling stories, showing me odd photographs. It was this whole side of her that I'd never seen before.
Hence Jack Leary.
Mills and Boone stuff, really. Met young, fell in love. Passionate encounters, all very predictable.
How long were they together?
Oh, a few years, I think. Early 40s. They lived in a flat in London. Cloak and dagger, of course. They weren't married.
And he wasn't conscripted?
I couldn't tell you, but I know he didn't make it through the war. Maybe it's that thing about love torn asunder. There's always a small part of it that travels with you. Romantic, really. Hey, I'd still like to know what she said to you when she came in.
I'm afraid you're going to have to ask Mary.
Well, she won't tell me. I mean, how bad can it be? Kate Risdale.
Kenneth Broadhurst, I'm arresting you on suspicion of wearing white socks with brown loafers. You don't have to say anything, but anything you think...
Hey, you've got me, bang to rights. Good to see you. Well, in the flesh, I've seen you on the box, obviously. Any joy with that?
Oh, it's one step forward, two steps back, mate. The team are working all hours, but... Listen, I need a favour, Ken. It's going back a bit. Well, more than a bit. Second World War. It's a couple of unsolved crimes. Three, actually. Murders. London-based, possibly involving vagrants, homeless, people who might have been thought of as worthless. And there's a name I'd like you to have a look at. Jack Leary. Convictions, arrests, anything you can find.
Might take a couple of days.
No worry. It's not like I'm twiddling my thumbs. Frederick Tatchell, I'm arresting you on suspicion of the abduction. Where did the witness come from?
She lives across from him.
And what background did we do?
He's on the sex offenders register.
Did it ever occur to you she might just want shut of him? Yeah, he's a creepy git. Yeah, I wouldn't want him living in my street. But he's got nothing to do with it. He's practically a recluse. That was a complete waste of time.
Oops.
Mary, can we talk?
Yes, of course. You better come inside.
I was worried about you.
Why? Because I'm old?
No, because... Well, yes, partly.
And the other part?
I'm confused. What you told me in the station, your confession, it makes no sense. You're a campaigner for penal reform.
I believe there's good and bad in everyone.
Even Edward Surtees.
Edward Surtees made a mistake.
He killed two children.
In anger, in despair.
And you support his release? Back out into the world?
He paid the price and he made his peace with the world.
Any excuse to get out, hey?
What sort of society is it if we can't accept redemption?
Tell me about Jack Leary.
Jack Leary?
Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
I'm sorry.
Mary? Mary, Mary, right.
Mary, you were right.
Could you get me a glass of water?
Whitworth Residential.
Hello, this is John Stone, Helen's son. I was wondering if I could arrange a visit.
Helena, look who's here.
It's John. Would you like me to leave you?
Thank you. Hiya, Mum. Sorry it's been such a long time. You haven't got a clue who I am.
I'm going to bed.
Kat.
Yeah?
Nothing. It won't be long.
Jack Leary, born 1912, New England, came over to Britain in the 30s, convictions for petty crimes, but strongly suspected of involvement in IRA gunrun.
Nice.
Served 5 years for robbery with violence. Prison psychiatric report dated 3rd May 1937 suggests Leary, quote, shows psychopathic tendencies.
He's an all-around lovely guy.
You haven't heard the best bit. He was a suspect interviewed and later released in the sadistic murder of a young vagrant in Hyde Park, June 1943. Ronald McKenzie. The killer was never found.
Anything else?
Year later, two mysterious murders, same district. Street kid Willie Miller, 14 years old, and a teenage prostitute, Ivy Bright. Neither of them were ever solved. Leary was found dead on New Year's Day, 1945. Probable suicide.
When Leary was interviewed about the vagrant, was there any mention of an accomplice? A woman?
It doesn't ring any bells. I can check over it if you like.
Mary Shane. See if you can find anything that links her to Leary. Just between ourselves for now. Oh, and Ken. Lose the white socks.
I had pains again today. Quite severe.
Did you ring the clinic?
They passed after a while. Anyway, I can't keep dashing for scans. I'm starting to look paranoid.
You should have called me.
And what do you think you'd have done about it, John?
I want this baby as much as you do, you know. Hello? I'm on my way. They found a body.
Bloke out walking his dog. Always the way, innit? We should scrap sophisticated investigation by a litter of puppies.
What scene of crime, say?
She was dead when he brought her here. Strangulation, upper body mutilation. He's even shaved a pubic hair off. Twisted bastard.
Cheshire Police have confirmed that the body found this morning in undergrowth by Shatnock Fields is that of missing teenager Louise Sands. Louise disappeared on her way home from a friend's birthday party last Wednesday night. Louise's parents, Tim and Beatrice Sands, who'd never given up hope of finding their daughter alive, are said to be devastated at the discovery.
Stone.
Hiya. Sorry, it's Kate Risdale. I've just seen the news. I know it's stupid, but I was just wondering if you were okay.
I'm fine. Well, nothing a stiff drink won't solve. The parents cling to hope. Tiniest bit of hope. When that's gone, they fall apart.
Can't imagine it. God knows how I'd feel if it was mine.
You'd want the killer caught. And then you'd want him to suffer. You'd want him to suffer more than anyone's ever suffered. It's instinctive. I've seen what it does to families. They never recover. Every single day they think about it. Torture themselves with it. Trying to imagine what they went through. And it eats away at them. Because there's no logic to it. No logic to why anyone would want to kill their precious child. So it's our job to try and find them. And at least, at the very least, they've got someone to hate.
How did it get to you, wading through all this misery?
No. Try and see the funny side. Some of the older blokes reckon you get used to it. But I'm not sure I want to get used to dead kids. It's human to be a pawn. My round. Same again?
Only if you've got time. I mean, shouldn't you be...
Well, investigating. There's a whole team of us, and we work too hard. Right now, I'm not used to anybody. Best thing I can do is get pissed. Where's your little lad?
With Mary.
The community here is stunned and shaken by the news that this happy-go-lucky girl's life has ended in such a brutal manner.
Yes, die! Got ya!
Ryan, what on earth are you playing?
Street Killer 3. Borrowed it off Simon.
Turn it off.
No chance. I'm on level 3.
Ryan, you're not playing that game at my house.
Ryan!
Turn it off.
No.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
You idiot, I was winning that!
Oh, don't you dare speak to me like that. Get out of my sight and take your horrible little game with you. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Ryan calls her Nana. Which is what she is. I mean, he's never known his real gran. Dad died when we were young. Car crash. Mum went completely off the rails, ploughed her way through a string of men before finally falling in love with the one person that could never hurt her. God. She lives in a commune in Alabama. Personally, I'd call it a cult, but each to their own. Mary's always been there for me over the years. Just happened chance, really, but we've become really close. I guess, in some way, we're quite similar.
Ryan, come inside! I'm sorry! Will you come back in the house?
She walked out on us. Went off with another man. Some friggin' butcher. Left me dad to bring us up on his own. 3 kids and a diabetic cocker spaniel. She tried apologising years later, but none of us wanted to hear it. My elder brother Steve, he'd meet up with her, have a chat and that, but me and Darren were stubborn, dug our heels in. She'd left us, our own mother, and there was no getting past it. Then a couple of years ago...
It's okay. You don't have to.
No, I want to. A couple of years ago, Steve told us she was getting really ill. Alzheimer's. He thought maybe it was time we all buried the hatchet. We've got her in a care home, in Alderley. She doesn't even recognise my face.
I'm sorry.
It's funny, seeing Mary that day somehow brought it all back.
Why?
Because she was saying things that couldn't possibly be true.
Kiss me. Mine.
I'd like that.
Do you need to get it?
I'd better. It might be the case. Stone. Which hospital? Right, I'll be as quick as I can.
Kate, I'm really sorry.
Some other time.
No, I'm sorry. I should never have done this. I'm married. We're having a baby. What the hell am I doing? Look, I know what you're thinking.
Just go.
We've lost the last two pregnancies.
I know. Try to stay calm. We're doing everything we can.
She's not even 8 months yet.
Best thing you can do is be strong.
It's all right, baby. It'll be all right.
Where were you?
I was at work.
I needed you.
I'm here now. I'm sorry. I am so, so sorry.
How was your night?
Like mother, like daughter.
Oh, that's not true.
I've got an uncanny talent for picking inappropriate men. What happened with Ryan?
It was just a fallout over a computer game. I shouted. I don't think I can have him anymore, Kate. Not on my own.
What's going on, Mary? Why has everything changed?
I'm getting old. A young woman like you wouldn't understand, but you start to see things differently. And I'd like to see him, but only when you're around.
She's so tiny.
She's beautiful.
Her parents say to me, I'd have died for them. Never really understood what they meant till now. Imagine how you'd feel if you lost her. Someone took her away from you. It's unthinkable.
On behalf of Tim and Beatrice Sands, I'd like to read the following statement. We plead, as grieving parents, to anyone that might know anything, please, please come forward. Because Louise can't rest in peace until the animal that murdered our precious daughter is brought to justice.
That's all. Thank you. That's all for now. Thank you very much. We'll keep you updated as the day progresses.
What's happening?
I'm off the case. Boss thinks I need some time with my family. Arsehole.
You've just had a baby, mate. That's enough for anyone to deal with, let alone premature.
I'm fine.
I'm not saying you're not, but you can't do everything, John.
I just feel an obligation to Louise's family.
Who's taking over?
Wise.
Bleeding misnomer, if ever there was one.
He's all right.
Yeah, if you like grouse shooting. Posh little prick.
Keep close to him. Keep me informed, yeah?
I'm only at the end of a phone. Oh, by the way, a package came from Canon Records. Said you were expecting it.
What are you reading?
Unfinished business.
The attack was a prolonged sexual violation. Horrific injuries to the skull, rectum and spinal cord. Can you not just flick through hello like the rest of us?
Me and you, Mary, huh? Me and you. We can do anything we put our minds to. Mary. Shut the little bitch up. Mary. Mary. Oh, baby.
Possible female accomplice.
Yes?
I need to see Mary.
Oh, what about?
None of your business.
She's out.
Bollocks.
Look, tell me why you need to see her.
It's private.
Why are you pursuing her like this? She's an old woman. What do you want from her?
Kate, please.
Look, you don't go anywhere until you tell me what this is about.
That is assaulting a police officer.
You can't just barge into people's houses.
I can do whatever I like.
But like hell. You've not even got a warrant.
I don't need a warrant. Get off me.
Speak to me, please. Just tell me what this is about.
Kate, I'm warning you. If you don't get off me, I swear to God I'll arrest you.
Stop it. Stop it. You'd better come in.
You were telling the truth.
Yes. Why can't you just leave her alone? She's an old lady. Look at her.
You weren't confused? Mistaken?
No. But you didn't want to believe it.
Mary, what is going on? Will someone tell me what the hell this is about?
I'm sorry.
What is it?
Sorry.
What's happened? What is she supposed to have done?
She murdered three people.
God, don't be ridiculous. What is he talking about?
It was during the war.
Be quiet.
Three murders. With her lover, Jack Leary.
Shut up! Mary, why is he saying this? Will you tell me it's not true?
I couldn't live with it any longer. I had to tell someone. I had to pay for my sins. But I'm scared. I don't want to go to prison. I can't spend the rest of my life in prison.
So what have we got?
CCTV showing a blue escort outside Grendel's youth club. 11 o'clock this morning.
Ring John.
Is that a good idea?
Do it.
I wanted to tell you, Kate. You're my closest friend. I thought if I could just say the words, you know, maybe you could find some understanding. Maybe everyone could see that I'm not the same.
Don't say anymore.
Kate, we got away with murder. Jack killed himself. And I walked away. I simply walked away. And nothing ever happened.
Oh. Sally, I'm in the middle.
We found the murderer. We're on our way to pick him up.
Where?
Kenton Street. Off Rogate.
I'll meet you there. I've got to go and arrest a killer.
Wise isn't happy. Keep her out of his way, okay?
He can piss off. This is my case. I'm the one that sat with the parents. What's he done?
Come on, we're going in.
Jim, upstairs.
Gov. Here we got him! We got him, Gov. Here we
are. Leave him! They're killing him!
Gov, Louise Sands' mobile phone. We found our man.
Get your coat on, darling.
I'm still the same, Mary. You've always known.
Are you?
Yes. Yes.
Ryan, shoes, hurry up.
Can't we stay longer?
No, get your shoes on.
I loved him, Kate. Jack Leary.
I don't want to know.
And sometimes when you love somebody...
He was a murderer.
But that wasn't all he was.
You looked after my child. Come on, say goodbye to your Nana.
Bye, Gran.
Oh, you don't have to forgive me, Kate, but please don't abandon me. You're all I have left.
We should let the bastard out and let them lot deal with him.
And what good would that do?
Eh?
Wouldn't that make them as bad as him? Hello?
Hi, it's Kate. I was just wondering, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I thought you'd be back.
Mary, I'd like you to come with me.
I'll fetch my coat.
Appropriate, isn't it? Laying flowers at murder sites. Something very beautiful that dies before its time. All these tributes, cards, messages from people who loved her. People who'll never see her again. A young girl's life ended here. And why? Because some evil bastard decided to take it away from her. Ranald McKenzie. Willie Miller. Ivy Bright. None of them got floral tributes, did they, Mary? Their lives snubbed out, just like Louise Sands. They were living people. Kids. And you watched on as they died. More than watched. Participated.
What we did was unforgivable. And I don't ask your forgiveness. All I ask is understanding.
Understanding? For murder?
I've tried to live a good life. Give hope to people.
Yeah. To ease your conscience.
Possibly.
Redemption's one thing. But what about retribution? If they'd caught you at the time, they'd have hanged you. Without mercy.
I've spent 60 years living with the knowledge of what I've done. Every single day of my life, I've carried that burden. I'm a murderer. I'll always be a murderer. And nothing will ever change that fact. I see their faces, even now. Sometimes it's like a dream. A dream. It never really happened.
But it did. You murdered three people. Three people, Mary.
Mm. And it could easily have been more. He stopped it. Jack stopped it.
By hanging himself.
He knew he couldn't stop. And he wanted to protect me. They'd have caught us and killed us. But with Jack gone, it all went away.
Why, Mary? Why did you do it?
I know. It doesn't make any sense, looked on from here. But we were young and they were...
worthless.
You want wise. But I don't know. Why do any of us do the things we do? Through love, through fear, through madness.
We don't all murder, Mary. Only monsters murder. Like the bastard that killed this young girl.
You have to demonize us, I understand that. As if we're evil, we're a rarity, an abomination. Not like the rest of you. But the truth is, given the right circumstances, I think any of us are capable of just about anything.
So, why now? What made you come forward? Admit to it.
It was her eyes. The girl, Louise. She had the same eyes as Ivy Bright. They sparkled as if all they'd known was joy. And yet, I still think about them after all this time. All the years I've had, and all the years I took from them. I still see their faces, begging us for mercy.
And that's your prison. Those faces. For the rest of your life. You're a killer, Mary. And that can't ever be erased.
Come on! Dance! Look, I've got to beg you. Mary, I'm on my knees. Dance with me. Come on!